Quiz 3, Part A.
Directions. In this part, you'll hear 10 short conversations. At the end of each conversation, you'll hear a question about what has been said. Both the conversation and the question will be read just once. Listen carefully and decide which of the four choices is the best answer to the question you've heard.
1. Can we meet tomorrow? I need some help for my geography exam.
I have an appointment tomorrow. Will Thursday be all right?
What's the woman suggesting?
2. I didn't see you in the math class yesterday. What happened?
I flag.
What have you learned about the woman?
3. It's amazing that you can play the piano so well.
My mother began to teach me when I was 4 years old.
What do you learn from the conversation?
4. I'm moving to a new apartment. Could you give me a hand?
Sure. Why don't you go and see if our roommates are free, too?
What does the man suggest that the woman do?
5. I have to finish the experiment in the lab.
I wish I could help you, but I'm so tired that I think I'll go home now.
What will the man do?
6. Aren't you supposed to visit the History Museum this afternoon?
The visit has been postponed because the teacher is going to attend a meeting.
What do we learn from the conversation?
7. Good morning. I'm Rose Robbins, your flight attendant. Welcome aboard.
Hello. I'd like to sit beside my friend. Can you arrange that for us?
Where does the conversation most probably take place?
8. Hello. May I speak to Alan Bright?
Nobody by that name works in this office.
What do we learn from the conversation?
9. Do you mind if I change the channel?
Actually, I think this program is quite interesting.
What are the man and the woman probably doing?
10. Hey, John, you look so happy. What's the good news?
I was just informed that the university has done away with the requirement of French for enrollment.
What can we learn from the conversation? Part B.
Directions. In this part, you'll hear a passage 3 times. When it is read for the first time, you should listen carefully for its general idea. Then listen to the passage for the 2nd time and fill in the blanks numbered 11 to 17 with the exact words you've just heard. For blanks numbered from 18 to 20, fill in the missing information. You can either use the exact words you've just heard or write down the main points in your own words. Finally, check your answers when the passage is read for the 3rd time.
I'm keen on fishing. Every Saturday I get up early and with all my fishing equipment, I cycle to a river about 5 kilometers away from my house. I have to walk part of the way because I cannot ride a bicycle through the fields. Recently, my wife decided that she did not want to spend every Saturday on her own and asked me to take her with me. As there were 2 of us, we went by car as far as we could and then walked the rest of the way. When we arrived, we both sat down and I started to fish. 2 hours passed, but I caught nothing. Why don't you show me what to do and let me try? Asked my wife. All right, I replied. 1/2 hour later, she caught 1 fish. I'll take it home and cook it for dinner. "You can get the bus home," she said. I stayed by the river for another hour or so, but all I caught was an old shoe. I went back home feeling a little angry with myself. I am supposed to be the fisherman in the family. Anyway, the fish was delicious. When the next Saturday came, I asked my wife if she wanted to go with me again. "Oh, no," she exclaimed. "I'd rather stay at home. It's so boring catching fish." I'm keen on fishing. Every Saturday, I get up early, and with all my fishing equipment, I cycle to a river about 5 kilometers away from my house. I have to walk part of the way because I cannot ride a bicycle through the fields. Recently, my wife decided that she did not want to spend every Saturday on her own and asked me to take her with me. As there were two of us, we went by car as far as we could and then walked the rest of the way. When we arrived, we both sat down and I started to fish. 2 hours passed, but I caught nothing. "Why don't you show me what to do and let me try?" asked my wife. "All right," I replied. Half an hour later, she caught one fish. "I'll take it home and cook it for dinner. You can get the bus home," she said. I stayed by the river for another hour or so, but all I caught was an old shoe. I went back home feeling a little angry with myself. I am supposed to be the fisherman in the family. Anyway, the fish was delicious. When the next Saturday came, I asked my wife if she wanted to go with me again. "Oh, no," she exclaimed. "I'd rather stay at home. It's so boring catching fish." I'm keen on fishing. Every Saturday, I get up early, and with all my fishing equipment, I cycle to a river about 5 kilometers away from my house. I have to walk part of the way because I cannot ride a bicycle through the fields. Recently, my wife decided that she did not want to spend every Saturday on her own and asked me to take her with me. As there were two of us, we went by car as far as we could and then walked the rest of the way. When we arrived, we both sat down and I started to fish. 2 hours passed, but I caught nothing. "Why don't you show me what to do and let me try?" asked my wife. "All right," I replied. Half an hour later, she caught one fish. "I'll take it home and cook it for dinner. You can get the bus home," she said. I stayed by the river for another hour or so, but all I caught was an old shoe. I went back home feeling a little angry with myself. I am supposed to be the fisherman in the family. Anyway, the fish was delicious. When the next Saturday came, I asked my wife if she wanted to go with me again. "Oh, no," she exclaimed. "I'd rather stay at home. It's so boring catching fish." Part C.
Directions. You'll hear 3 passages. At the end of each passage, you'll hear some questions. Both the passage and the questions will be read only once. Listen carefully and choose the best answer to each question you hear.
Passage 1.
Although Anne has been shopping at supermarkets for years, she has decided to go back to the small corner shop. One reason is that it has suddenly struck her how impersonal supermarkets are. She does not like the way you are treated either. or the way cashiers seem to look down on you. And as far as prices are concerned, she is not sure that supermarkets are cheaper than a small shop because, in her experience, supermarkets make so many mistakes at the checkout. As a customer, she expects personal service and politeness, but you do not get these in a supermarket.
Questions 21 to 23 are based on the passage you've just heard.
Question number 21. Where has Anne been shopping all these years?
Question number 22. Which of the following is not Anne's reason for changing the place of shopping?
Question number 23. What can you infer from the passage? Passage 2. Last summer, my wife and I took our 6-year-old son, Tommy, for vacation. We drove to the western part of the United States. That was the first time my little boy had seen American Indians. One day, we were walking down the street in a little town. Suddenly, we noticed that Tommy was not with us. We called and looked everywhere. We stopped people to ask if they had seen a little boy. Then I happened to look in a shop. I couldn't believe my eyes. A very tall, good-looking Indian was holding Tommy high in the air. Tommy was laughing merrily. When I entered the shop, I saw it was an Indian shop, and the tall Indian said to me, "You must be Tommy's father." He introduced himself in perfect English. He said he was a university student and he was studying engineering. Now he was home on vacation. He had seen Tommy's face against the window and had invited him into the store. Tommy didn't want to leave, but he came with me gladly when the Indian student promised to take him to see the Indian dances the next day.
Questions 24 to 26 are based on the passage you've just heard.
Question number 24. What did Tommy's family do last summer?
Question number 25. What do you know about the Indian in the store?
Question number 26. How did Tommy feel when he left the Indian shop?
Passage 3.
Younger people and older people do not always agree. They sometimes have different ideas about life, work, and play. But in one special program in New York State, adults and teenagers live together in peace. Each summer, 200 teenagers and 50 adults live together for 8 weeks as members of a special work group. Everyone works several hours each day. The aim is not just to keep busy, but rather to find meaning and enjoyment in work. Some teenagers work in the woods or on the farms near the village. Some learn to make furniture and to build houses. The adults teach them these skills. There are several free hours each day. Weekends are free too. During the free hours, some of the teenagers learn photography or painting. Others sit around talking or singing. Each teenager chooses his own way to spend his free time. When people live together, rules are always necessary. In this program, the teenagers and adults make the rules together. If someone breaks a rule, the problem goes before the whole group. The group discusses the problem. They ask, "Why did it happen? What should we do about it?" One of the teenagers had this to say about the experience. "You stop thinking only about yourself. You learn how to think about the group." Questions 27 to 30 are based on the passage you've just heard.
Question number 27. What is the passage mainly about?
Question number 28. When and where was the special program offered?
Question number 29. What will people do when someone breaks a rule?
Question number 30. Which of the following is not stated directly in the passage as a purpose of the program?
This is the end of quiz 3.